Well, hello guys, and welcome to the Femons world. Femons have always been scammers throughout history. Look how many years they've been scamming men, maybe a couple of thousand, or from the beginning of time. And of course it involves lies and deceit, which would bother some people, but not Femons, as they don't have any morals. Then as you see here, no matter what age the Femon is, they're still scammers. But Femon scams are generally not very complicated, not very well thought out. A lot of times Femons get money to go away, which is probably cheaper in the long run. But if they're gonna try and scam somebody or something, they should put some effort into it. Take a look at this Femon. Now she's in Iceland, shopping in Devon. And this is her elaborate scam. Walks around quite normally, then all of a sudden, oh dear. She's fallen over. Well, not very hard. She almost just laid down, really. But you see, this Femon thought she was out of eyeshot from all the other customers and workers there. But she didn't bank on a CCTV camera, did she? Now, I remember many years ago, this was quite common, wasn't it? And most of the fraudsters were always Femons. Anyway, she played through her sort of scam and went to court and wanted compensation. But then when this video footage was shown in court, she was actually charged with contempt of court and ordered to pay £17,000 to Iceland for expenses. Then I believe she's given a very small suspended sentence. But let's see it again and I'll speed it up to make it look more dramatic. Nope, not even sped up does it look dangerous at all. Now this reminds me of a story I've got about Thailand.
It's always about Thailand.
Of course it is. It's the best part of my life. So I used to use my sort of motorcycle, which was really just a 50cc thing, to drive all over Thailand. And I was driving through a village once, a very small one. And there was a few people in it. I was driving very slowly, then all of a sudden this Femon came out of the side trees and sort of laid in front of my bike and started yelling that she's been hit by my bike. Or something like that. I couldn't understand her, but she was quite loud. Now, she did get some attention of a couple of the villagers, but they just looked over and then looked away and carried on what they were doing. I guess they must have known her. Anyway, she went on quite a bit. So you know what I did? I really ran over her. No, I didn't. I gave her 100 baht, which actually is quite a lot of money in those days, especially in a small village. I mean, the village wasn't poor, it had plenty of food, just not many amenities. But I gave her the 100 baht and told her, I don't know whether she understood me, that was for her good acting, because I thought she did a pretty good job. Of course, it may have taught her that meanwhile, that every time she hears a bike or a car, she'll go lay on the road. Anyway, it did make my day that day, really. Femons are fraudsters, scammers. You don't believe me? Just look on the internet. You'll see loads. But you can imagine if there wasn't any CCTV footage as proof, this Femon very well might have got away with it. So like I say, guys, anytime you see a Femon doing something or you have trouble with one, start recording. Don't rely on the Femon doing the right thing. They won't. Oh yeah, and never trust a Femon. Take it easy, fellas.